This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. For the past 8 years, high school theater students have showed off their talent to sold-out audiences during the Bloomie Awards at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, like 2019 Best Actor winner Seo Oni. And you should have been gone after all my words of steel. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, this year's Bloomie production can't be held. The annual show has proved to be a springboard for award winners who get to perform in New York City, with several going on to land roles on Broadway. So to keep the essence of the Bloomies alive, a different version of the awards show will air on PBS Charlotte tonight at 8 p.m. Blumenthal's president, Tom Gabbard, explains how this year's Bloomie Awards came together.
Well, I want to give credit to Amy Burkett, the CEO, general manager at PBS Charlotte. She had the brilliant idea to look at gathering footage from past years and then creating some new content, viral content that we've worked with current students to gather their performances and put it together as a special to salute our kids. Particularly, you know, we want to recognize our kids right now who have not had this experience. Many of them are seniors. They've looked forward to it. And so it was a great opportunity to acknowledge them as well as our kids from the past.
So she went through all of the tape, and this was tape probably that they had been filming as they were preparing for various productions, I take it?
Right. Plus, they had footage from past years, past performances. But then we actually created some original content. Our music director worked with an editor in New York to record performances using Zoom, to record those and then edit to put them together as one of these kind of viral choruses.
Be the hero of your story to the sun. Why don't call me when you are going to run?
If you understand this premise, you will never be alone.
You can conquer every challenge. You can face each other. So be the hero of your story.
Let's talk about the Bloomies. How important are they to students, especially those who want to go on to pursue a professional career in theater?
It has quite a remarkable track record, and part of why we began the Bloomies was so that our kids could qualify to perform in New York as a part of the National High School Musical Theater Awards. And so in just 8 short years, our kids have done incredibly well. Through that, we now have 3 of our Bloomie alums who are actually starring in Broadway shows. Eva Noblezada, and she actually was nominated for her 2nd Tony Award for Best Musical.
Every single day, I walk down the street, and I hear people say, "Hey, Asian, so sweet." Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me, boys, girls, I can't help it, babe.
Renee Rapid is starring in Mean Girls, and Keke is the alternate starring in Tina, a musical about Tina Turner.
Okay. Now let's go back a bit and talk about when these students were in the local Bloomies and what awards would be given out, and then what would happen after that to get to New York, and explain that process.
The winners of Best Actor and Best Actress qualified then for us to take them to New York and perform in the Jimmy Awards, which is the National High School Musical Theater Awards. And those are, you know, programs like the Bloomies from all across America that send their award winners. They spend a week rehearsing, getting coaching. They get access to incredible creative talent and coaching during a week at NYU. And then it culminates in a performance on the stage of the Minskoff Theater, which is where The Lion King plays in New York City. And so from that, some finalists are selected and works its way down to selecting a Best Actor and Best Actress. There are also other awards given, and we've had one Charlotte Bloomie alum, Anna Hertel, who won Best Dancer. So there are other awards they can win. There are scholarships, but it does put them in front of a powerhouse group of casting agents and New York pros that, you know, definitely has been a part of why our kids have been able to go on to other new opportunities.
And about how many people would turn out for this when it was live here in Charlotte?
Oh, it was sold out every year. And then, of course, then we would have people watching on WTVI. But it was always a sellout at the Belk Theater, which is like 2,100 seats.
And the finale, you say that is performed every year. Tell us about that.
It's an original song that our music director, David Dabin, wrote for us before we did our very first Loomies. And he had the brilliant idea to have an original song that, you know, that everybody would come to know and love and would be done every year. And certainly for the alums, that they carry that in their heart.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking with us about the show, which will be on tonight at 8 p.m.
Thank you.